Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And I am going to talk about mold. Before I do that, it just entered my head, has something to do with Relay for Life. It seems like we always used to talk about luminaries. And then all of a sudden, and maybe it's just my being more aware of it, they're luminarias. And I'm going, what's the difference? And we'll probably still talk about them, but like luminaries, but actually the definition of a luminary is a celestial body like the sun or the moon, anything that gives off light, or a person who has attained eminence in their field. That's a luminary. So when we've been talking about luminaries, we actually have been incorrect. And so then I looked up luminaria, and hey, that's what we're doing. Luminaria is a small paper lantern or a candle set inside a bag, usually with some sand to hold it down. And actually, it became popular looking at some of the things that Hispanics did, because that's kind of where it started. And now lots of people do them at Christmas time, whole neighborhoods do them at Christmas time. And of course, it is one of the features. Sort of, well, after dark, near the ending of the Relay for Life. So I just thought, hey, you know, I was curious. That's sometimes what this show is about, is I get curious about something and then I share it with you. Well, mold, that's probably a more important thing to talk about, actually, because if you don't have some mold in your home, you have a really good dehumidifying system. And, of course, we may not be thinking about it quite as much as the folks who are closer to all that water. But we've had enough humidity around here and enough sources of moisture that we probably should be checking out some spots in our houses to see if there might be some mold there. And, of course, the reason to do that is, well, a couple reasons. You don't like the looks of it, and actually kind of eats up things. If the mold is there and not detected, you know, it can destroy wood, it can destroy cardboard, it can destroy books, it can destroy lots of things. So we want to get rid of it for that reason. But it also relates to our health. A lot of times mold can aggravate asthma and cause allergies. And long-term exposure in a household may be linked to depression, headaches, stomach problems, and memory loss. I don't have that one for an excuse. Anyhow, here's some tips for getting rid of that mold and kind of checking out where it might be. You know, any place where there is constant moisture is just a home waiting for the mold to grow. And they may be surprise places that you just haven't thought about. Like under sinks that might have been leaking. Yeah, that could cause some mold growth there. Around windows and doors that are constantly moist, that don't get much ventilation, that kind of gray-looking stuff, that could be mold. Ceiling tiles, if you've had any leakage or just a really moist bathroom and you have those ceiling tiles, that's a really great home for mold. So we kind of need to look around our homes. Keep an eye out. If you have carpet in your basement, especially if you have carpet, or if you have things stored in cardboard boxes that are sitting on the floor, you may just want to double check that. You may have heard, if you're listening at all, that for some homes, the water table level is so high that the water is seeping up through the floors. Not running in from somewhere else, but seeping up through the floors. And if you have carpet, that just kind of covers it up till it starts to squish, then you know there's a problem. So you may just want to double check. And again, if you have cardboard boxes stored on a floor in a basement, you may just want to double check if it's damp. And a lot of furnaces have dehumidifiers on them, and they do a great job, but sometimes you need some extra also. And it may be adding another dehumidifier, or it may just be turning on a fan and getting the air circulating. Mold really can't grow well where there's air circulating. Another thing that you could do on a more expensive, because a fan is pretty inexpensive. That's a pretty easy first step, inexpensive. But in your bathroom, if you do not have an exhaust fan, you may want to add an exhaust fan to any room that gets lots of moisture, maybe a laundry room or a bathroom where there can be lots of moisture. Now, we like to have a little moisture in our homes in the wintertime, need to add some, but in the summertime, not so much. So we really need to check around and make sure that the mold doesn't have an opportunity to grow. And like I say, it's, you know, we're not used to perhaps having mold grow in certain places, so we just kind of need to look around. Another thing you can do outside is to free your foundation of foliage. Remove dead leaves near the foundation. Check out those rain gutters. And if you have plants, you know, shrubbery, sometimes we plant shrubs and they grow a lot bigger than we planned on. And there they are, you know, covering up the foundation. Might want to go out and get the clippers out and clip some of that stuff away, make them flat on the backside. They'll still look okay on the front, but make them so they're not preventing air circulation around the foundation. And if the ground slopes toward your house, yeah, you may want to go out and get some soil. You know, just, it doesn't take much to make that grade change a little bit. And then from there, there are many more expensive things to do to redo your home to make sure the water isn't going to be running in. But if you find some mold, or if you even think there's a chance that there might be some you can't see, well, the first thing you can do is scrub it away. To remove mold from hard surfaces like walls and bathroom tiles, you just use a sponge dipped in warm water mixed with a teaspoon of dish detergent. Hey, that's not too difficult or too annoying. Just scrub it down with a little bit of detergent. If you think, you know, it's more serious than that, well, you may want to add some bleach to that water. Now, don't go crazy. Don't use straight bleach. No, it's not half and half. A cup in a gallon is way plenty. You can really use less than that per gallon of water. That, and we're talking about... be sure when you buy the bleach that it's chlorine. Some of our detergents say they are bleachers, but they don't have chlorine in them. They're just another kind of bleach that's not going to do the job. If you have already, you found a place where you see the mold growing and you're washing that down, scrubbing it off, you may want to wear a little mask because those spores from the mold can just blow all over. And if you're at all allergic, you may not enjoy that. You may also have to toss away some things like some books and magazines and that cardboard if it's already sort of molding. You can't scrub those very well. You may have to get rid of them, and that could be sad for if you have some family books that you'd like to keep. If they're just getting damp, well, you need to get them out there, open up the pages, fan the pages, get some air moving around them. But if they're already moldy, probably not going to be able to solve that problem. So those are some things you can do. Scrubbing, not fun, but hey, it will solve the problem for most molds. Now, if you're into serious, serious mold, you may need to get some professional help. You know, if there's a really strange odor in your home, you can't find where the mold is, you may need to get somebody in who's familiar with mold removal. And you can check references around town, but you can also go to the website, EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and they might be able to give you a clue of where to go. In hot weather, again, if you have an air conditioner, of course, keep running that. That's going to keep the air more dry. And if you have to buy a new one, it's great if they have the high-efficiency particulate air filters in them. Probably some of the older ones don't have those, but if you have an opportunity to have one of those, that would be good because it traps the mold spores. And again, if you have individual air conditioners, you have a drip plan from any drip pan. From any air conditioner, you want to keep that empty and clean them on a regular basis. We've talked a little bit about rugs or carpets in the basement. Be sure to keep them dry, and actually, unless you know that your basement's going to stay all the dry all the time, you might want to get rid of the rugs that are permanent. You know, if you have a rug you can just roll up and take out and air, maybe that's not so bad. But those carpets cover up lots of problems, and one of them could be moisture and mold growth. It can be a challenge, but this is the time of year right now to kind of do a walk around inside and out to see if there's any mold and get rid of it for health reasons, as well as you just don't want that stuff around because it can do long-term damage. Just one last thing I think of, you know, sometimes kids in the house or maybe somebody else throw down towels and they're in an unexpected place, a damp towel. It doesn't take very long for them to sit there and they can get moldy too. So just check out any possibilities where there could be extra moisture and not much ventilation. And something as equally as perhaps dangerous and annoying is mosquitoes. So until next time, why didn't Noah swat those two mosquitoes?